The Slavutich is the last remaining Navy ship under the Ukrainian flag in the Bay of Sevastopol. Russian ships are blocking it as the Russian military quickly takes over Crimea. Local fishermen, just meters from the standoff, do not mind if the Ukrainian Navy stays or leaves, says fisherman Igor.
Russia used to pay for Sevastopol, for their ships anchored here. Now let them, the Ukrainian Navy, pay.
A short drive away at Bielbiek Air Force Base, pro-Russia forces are pressuring Ukraine's remaining military to pack up and leave. Colonel Yuli Manchur is commander of the base.
Currently on the airfield, there are 10 to 12 armored personnel carriers trained on us. They are staying and waiting for an order. The probability of storming is very high, so we are staying here and waiting.
Northwest of Crimea's capital, Simferopol, several more Ukrainian ships refuse to surrender, even though Russian troops now control Donuzlav naval base. Many servicemen are tired of Russian pressure and feel betrayed by the silence from their commanders and Kiev's interim government. They include Sergei.
We were offered to make a choice until 1200, whether we stay in Ukraine, loyal to Ukraine's oath, or whether we switch to the Russian side. As for me, I have made a decision to quit the naval forces for good and not to serve anyone.
Sevastopol was for decades a shared Navy headquarters. Despite Ukraine's leaders insisting they will keep Crimea, Russia has made it clear it has no intention of letting this catch get away. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Sevastopol, Crimea.